It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I don't know what you guys took away from the first part of today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, but I know what I took away.
What's that?
I've learned how to board a plane quicker.
No. Oh,
and a new little technique. The guy that we're about to call is a genius for the Awkward Tuesday phone call.
He's terrible.
Felicia is on the phone, and she wants to call her friend's fiance and out him for being an overall D-bag. She says that he's rich, he's kind of a jerk, and she has wanted to tell her friend for a long time that she shouldn't be marrying this guy. But she was at the airport the other day and actually witnessed him do something that she can't be quiet about anymore.
She was
sitting at another gate, not the same gate as this guy, but she heard them call out, "If you have any kids or a disability, you can board first." And this guy, who doesn't have a disability, doesn't have a limp, she says that he struggled out of his chair and limped his way to the gate and faked it, even getting in front of somebody with an actual wheelchair to board the plane first. So that's what she's hoping to do with her Awkward Tuesday phone call, is call this guy and get him to admit that he did this so that her friend can hear what a D-bag he is for herself. All right, Felicia, you almost ready to call this guy?
I'm so ready.
Now, you seem really excited about this.
I am, because I waited so long, and I think I finally found a way.
I just think a lot of times when it comes to friends and their relationships, you should probably just...
I'm going to do it anyway. Sorry.
I want you to stay out of it, but
no
you
choice.
Won't listen to me.
All right. I'm going to dial his phone number now, and you can make your phone call, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh. Hello?
Is this Craig?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Felicia.
Felicia who?
Felicia Jacqueline's friend. You know, Felicia.
Oh, what can I do for you?
Well, just wanted to talk to you. You know, there's just something that was on my mind.
Oh, yeah? Does Jacqueline know that you're calling me?
No, she doesn't. Not yet.
Really?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, what's up? What do you need?
How was your trip last week? How was your trip last week?
How do you know that?
You know, it's so funny. I saw you at the airport.
Okay. Do you call and tell me that you were checking me out?
Oh, gross. No, I saw you at the airport.
Okay. That's cool. You just calling me to tell me you saw me at the airport? Real riveting.
Craig, could you just not be sarcastic for just 1 second? Because actually, I need to talk to you about something, and it's serious.
I know what you want to talk to me about, and I'm sorry, but I'm not interested, okay? I don't know if you remember this, but I am marrying your friend, okay?
Oh, God.
I don't think you realize what I am calling you about. Do you remember that day at the airport when you were traveling? Do you remember that day?
Okay, just spit it out. Say what you need to say.
I saw what you did, Craig.
What? What did you see me do?
You know what you did. We both know what you did that day.
Okay, you saw what I did. I got onto a plane to go on a business trip. Great job, detective. What do you need?
Wow, your sarcasm is really lovely. I saw how you got on the plane. Remember that? How did you get on the plane before everybody else, Craig? How'd you manage that?
Are you serious? You're calling me to yell at me about getting on the plane before everybody else? Give me a break.
No, I saw you get up and fake a disability to get on the plane before people with real disabilities.
You saw that?
Yeah, Craig, I saw you do that.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good, right?
Wait, you're admitting that you did this?
Hell yeah, I'm admitting I did this.
Okay, you're admitting that you're basically a d-bag. That's what you're saying.
I'm admitting I'm a d-bag who gets on the plane before everybody.
How can you think that's okay? That's horrible. How could you do that?
I'm sorry.
Don't
Are you,
have a conscience?
Calling me to give me some sort of guilt trip about this? Are you serious? I think that's actually being kind of smart. You think I'm just going to sit in line and wait for all the cattle calls to come through? No. It's time to go. It's time to go.
Oh, my God. You're appalling.
If I could, I'd get a wheelchair. I'd have them wheel me onto the plane if I could.
I cannot believe that you are just so cavalier about all this. How can you not know that that's a terrible thing to do. How do you not know? How do you not feel it?
I do this shit all the time. I got a handicap sticker in my car.
Oh, my God.
I take life by the horns, okay? And that's why I'm rich. That's why I have everything that I want. And you know what? I think I know exactly why you're calling me. You're calling me because you want the d***.
Oh, so gross.
That.
Hey, what's up, Craig? How are you? This is...
You're so busted, Craig. Oh, you're so busted.
Craig, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
Oh. Whoa, what is this?
This is a segment we do on our show called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call, Craig. Felicia wanted to call you to tell you that she saw you faking a disability to get on a plane early, and she wanted to do it on our radio show.
Oh, my gosh.
Felicia, are you serious? You called me to put me on the radio?
Now, everybody can hear, including Jacqueline, that you're a d-bag.
You think I care? Jacqueline drives a Mercedes because of me. You think Jacqueline's going to give all that up just because I get on the planes before everybody else? And I get
So, Craig, you don't care one bit that Felicia wanted to call you out for doing this.
Absolutely not. I have everything I need. Why do I give a shit about this?
You're basically saying out loud that your fiancé is marrying you because you have money.
Absolutely.
But if you had so much money, why don't you just buy a first-class ticket? That way you don't even have to wait for the disabilities people, and you can board before everybody else.
Actually, disabilities board before first-class tickets, and guess what? That is where I went, on a first-class plane ride.
Oh, my good Lord. Yeah, you are so gross,
no remorse, man, at all for faking disabilities to get on a plane first.
Absolutely not. I'm going to do that for the rest of my life.
All right.
Felicia, he's worse than I even thought that he was going to be.
Now you understand, right?
How can your friend not see who this guy is? He's obviously pretty proud of it.
Well, that's a stupid question, actually. I mean, she lives a pretty comfortable life because of me. So it doesn't take rocket science to put two and two together to figure out why she's with me, guys.
Craig, I'm going to show Jacqueline this. She's going to hear all of this.
She's going to love it. She's going to think it's hilarious. If she doesn't, I'll just take her on a trip somewhere.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a dream.
Yeah, it sounds... Hey, dude. Oh, look, Craig, if your fiance does hear this and break up with you, would you be willing to date a dude? Because it sounds like you could keep me in the life I want to become accustomed to.
There's no chance in hell Jacqueline would ever leave me. 100%.
No, Craig, she's going to hear this and she's going to break up with you.
No, she isn't. And Felicia, you're just trying to break us up so you can get a shot at.
Oh,
no chance.
You actually believe that, don't you?
Absolutely. I see you looking at me all the time.
Oh my God.
Oh, man. I don't.
You're unbelievable, dude.
Jacqueline, I hope you're hearing this. I hope you're getting all of it.
Great. I hope she does hear it so she can find out what a shitty friend she has. Are we done here, guys?
Yeah, hey, it's your world. We're just living in it, man. We're done with the conversation. Sorry to spring it on you that you're on the radio, but it sounds like you don't care very much. So have a good day, man.
I
appreciate it.
With your little show.
All right.
I cannot believe that's who your friend is marrying.
Man, Felicia.
Yeah, he's like a character off of a TV show, right? Yeah,
seriously.
He needs a reality show.
You were right about that guy.
Right?
By the way, Felicia.
Yeah?
I don't like the way you're talking to me. I can tell you want the D right now, and that is...
You're so right.